Standing outside a new Holiday Inn Express in Niagara Falls that received tax breaks from an industrial development agency, Partnership for the Public Good Director Sam McGavern called for the reform of government programs that promise to create jobs.
They're actually not even required to produce jobs in return for the tax incentives. So you can have an IDA project that produces zero jobs and it will still meet state law.
New Yorkers are too often on the hook for projects like hotels and car dealerships that hire non-local construction firms, create poor quality jobs, and send earnings away to faraway corporate headquarters, says McGavern.
When you look at examples like the Holiday Inn Express here, I think there's going to be a pretty broad consensus that something's not quite working. We've got to stop subsidizing projects that don't really grow the economy. We can't afford not to. You know, when we're cutting all kinds of programs all across the state, we can't be wasting money on corporate welfare.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has attacked ineffective state spending on economic development projects that create no or low-wage jobs, but he's yet to make the issue a priority. Come January, Albany will again consider IDA reform, and McGavern says the governor's influence could make the difference. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.